You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Every day, you and I interact with the world of tech.
Today, we're going to be showing our friends the basics of technology.
Siri, do you love me?
You're looking for love in all the wrong places.
This is Tech, IRL.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech and our guide to tech in real life. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Lizzie.
So we are outside of Google's New York headquarters because we are going to talk a little bit about Google, but more about this concept, the right to be forgotten. Can you explain to me what that is?
Okay, so the right to be forgotten is a concept that's actually been around for a little while, but it's come to a head recently basically because a court case in Europe. It was about a Spanish guy. He had been in debt. He paid off his debts, but if you Googled this guy's name, those debts kept popping up, even though they had been paid off. And he was very unhappy about this and basically brought it to a high court in the European Union. And that court decided that he had the right to basically be forgotten by Google. For certain search terms, he had the right to say, you know what, I don't want these URLs as part of my life on the internet.
To see how this works in real life, we are obviously going to insert ourselves into the story and be as embarrassing as possible.
Yes.
We've got a tablet
Google's free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we're using Google's free Wi-Fi that they have thoughtfully put out on the street in New York.
And should we do you first?
All right, let's Google me first.
Okay, any specific phrase you would like me to Google, or should we just go with
the
name?
Let's throw my name in there. Let's see what we get. There's not that much embarrassing stuff about me on the internet.
Lizzie O'Leary Marketplace. Okay, so here we are. We've got you.
There
you
I
look
am.
Wonderful. We've got
some photos
of you.
Yeah. The
third result?
This
do you want to read the headline or should I?
I guess I'll read the headline. This is something that I would like to be forgotten. Boy, can we say this on the radio? I guess so.
I think we can, yeah.
It says, Lizzie O'Leary opens up about her sex life and why she
couldn't stay... What is this? Can you tell me about
this? Yeah. So this is a story that a media blog wrote about me when I was sick with endometriosis, which is a disease that is not about my sex life.
Right.
And they wrote a headline that they decided to pull out something that sounded salacious and stick it up there for clicks.
Okay. So I got bad news for you.
Yeah.
In America, you can't get rid of this link.
If I lived in France or Spain, could I?
Yes. These days, you can actually do that. Google has put together, there's a web form that you can find on the internets, and you fill out the form. You have to give them a photo ID. You have to give them the links that you want taken down, the reasons you want them taken down. You have to tell them if you are representing yourself or someone else. And this is all because of this guy in Spain who wanted these links taken down.
Okay, now that we've embarrassed me, let's embarrass you.
Okay, all right. I might have bad news for you, which is that I have a really common name, and why don't we do this?
Played World of Warcraft.
I did play World of Warcraft, but long enough ago and offline enough that it wasn't really, I don't see a lot of evidence.
Let's see.
So I've got some pretty boring results here.
Yeah, yours are really boring. It's like your marketplace thing.
My marketplace thing, the about thing from my website. Now, this is kind of embarrassing. I did some things for Good Magazine, which is a good magazine, but they were basically paid for by UPS, so I had to do stories about shipping. I sold out.
So that's up there.
That's on the internet.
Google has fought against this.
Yep.
What happens?
What happens now, essentially, is that Google's had this ruling from the court. They've put up a web form that you can fill out, and you're required to give a photo ID. You're required to give your name, the links that you want taken down, et cetera, et cetera. And Google, actually not using algorithms, but actual humans, is going through these things, over 70,000 of them now, one by one, these requests, to judge and see if they can actually take them down or not, or if they should be taken down. And it's a really painful process.
I get it on a human level, but isn't there maybe a censorship issue here? What if you're a great big company, right?
Sure.
And you don't want bad news about you out there.
Sure.
Couldn't we tip over into like, hey, take down that thing about how my company did something terrible?
Right, and this is an issue, right? You could imagine now, so maybe you're BP and you would like to take down information about an unfortunate oil spill a while ago that you now say is cleaned up. Maybe it's cleaned up. Maybe it's not fully cleaned up. You could potentially see a future that's really messy for Google, coming from companies, coming from individuals, et cetera, basically asking to censor results on the internet.
Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lizzie.